We've already passed McIntosh's Willow Tea Rooms on Sauchie Hall Street. They were built in the early 20th century by McIntosh for Miss Kate Cranston. But these tea rooms, the Peacock Tea Rooms, were slightly later, a late development of the same phenomenon. With an Art Deco frontage, it used to also have a sign saying Peacock's Tea Room, pointing out above the street. Tea rooms were developed as part of the response to the great social problem of alcohol in the overcrowded, unhealthy city of late 19th century. They are related to the temperance movement. Most pubs at that time were dark drinking dens. No respectable woman could be seen inside them. Tea rooms were a development which allowed for genteel conversation and society without the presence of alcohol, rudeness, dirt, overcrowding and noise. In particular, women could frequent tea rooms without fear of besmirching their reputation. Until pubs began to clean up their act, they were a great social success in Glasgow. As we've seen already, some of the greatest architects, including Charles Rennie Mackintosh, were involved in their design. He designed extensively for Miss Kate Cranston, as did George Walton. They designed in Buchanan Street, in Argyle Street, in Ingram Street and in Sauchie Hall Street. The Peacock Tea Rooms also had several outlets throughout Glasgow. This building was completed around 1935 by architects Keppie and Henderson. Keppie and Henderson were, of course, successors to the firm for which Charles Rennie Mackintosh worked, Honeyman, Keppie and Mackintosh. It's interesting to note some parallels between the 1930s and the world we're living in. Then, as now, an era of economic turbulence and social unease. Like cinema, these tea rooms offered a welcome escape from a harsh reality in the industrial city. Glasgow had become Britain's second largest city with a population of over 1 million and overcrowding in almost one third of its housing. At a time of hunger marches and rocketing unemployment, Glaswegians found comfort in 100 cinemas and in tea rooms like Peacock's. The Trongate Tea Room was part of a successful bakery chain with several outlets. As official caterers to Ibrox Park, their winning slogan was "Good meals at reasonable prices." The bakery closed some time ago, leaving little trace behind it. Shops have since occupied the ground floor for many years. On our first walk round the Buildings at Risk tour, we met a friendly assistant in the Bo Peep shop who told us that a tourist from Canada had walked into the shop one day asking about the tea room. His granddad used to work in the bakery here. Sandwiched between two blonde sandstone Victorian buildings, Peacock's was potentially a stylish symbol of a different era. Although unlisted, its location in the Merchant City Heritage Site might have ensured eligibility for a grant, but decades of damp damaged the fabric of the building, and in 2013, the risk level of the first floor was moved to critical. Ironically, at least some of the adjoining 19th century facade will remain after the Art Deco bakery has been completely demolished.